doing in the laws of Shema, we're up to in chapter 69, and we're in the middle of subsection 4, Siv Dalet. So he says like this, V'yesh mekoymes shenoyagim, there are places where the tradition is, shashliach tzibur oimer baruchu b'chol yoyim achar kadish achren, that the one who leads the service will say, repeat baruchu, after they say the last kadish, they will say baruchu, and they do that kedei lehoitzi mi shemisachet lovel lebeis hakneses, so that they can fulfill the one who comes late to the shul. V'loy shama adayim baruchu, he hasn't heard baruchu when the in the beginning of the davening, so here's baruchu then. Va'af im ira shelei ba'odun lebeis hakneses achar baruchu. And even in the case it happened that nobody came late, that everybody did it on time. So it seems like there's no purpose to saying Baruch Hu again because there's nobody there late. We don't care about it, we just say it anyways. Levad, Mishabos, Yom Tovim, but there's exception, Shabbos and Yontif, as will be explained, Mishizbar, Bissim, Kuf, Lamed, Gimel, as we explained in chapter 133. And over there, we don't have it in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. Never made it. Some chapters didn't make it over there. But he says one should not. He says one should not stop them from their tradition. If that's what they do, don't stop them because this will cause a fight. So the fighting is no good either. So don't stop these people that are doing it. This will cause a fight. But that's only if they're already doing it, so don't stop them. Avo beveis hamedrash shein lochus lemachlokes. But if it's a study hall, which we don't worry for a fight, people are, I guess, more tame. They don't care. Actually, if I wanted, there's a change of language. He says a shul, and then he says a study hall. So apparently in a synagogue, people are more particular. They're in a study hall. I'm just suggesting that. So, yes, so over there, the tradition should be that the shliach tzibur should not say baruchu. Elohim kebachar achar baruchu. Only if one comes after baruchu, that's when you say baruchu. But just to say it, when there's nobody there, we don't say it. Kol misho yebishas amiras baruchu. But anyone who was at the time that baruchu was said, and he heard and he responded with the community, even though he did not say the blessing of Yetzer Oir with the community, because he prolonged in the order of the Tomid, that's the pre to the davening about the process of the constant sacrifice, and the verses of song from Baruch Shamar. And he's going to have to say Yotzer Oir individually, even though that he shouldn't. Why? He shouldn't. Why? He should have skipped the verses of song in order to pray with the community. So if you walk in and the Shliach Tzibur is starting Baruch Hu, you should technically, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you should skip and start with the Shliach Tzibur where they're up to. But Ein L'shatz Loimer Baruch Hu B'shvilei. So the Shliach Tzibur does not have to say Baruch Hu for that person. Imu Adayin Lo Yigi L'Yotzer Oir. If he had not yet reached Yotzer Oir. So would mean, and he does not daven. How you look for who kvar shoma va'ono achar baruch hu matzibur? Since he already heard and he responded baruch hu together with the community. V'hu adin, the same thing is true. Im shoma baruch hu me'achod ma'olim likras b'sefer Torah. Let's say you hear baruch hu from one of the people who gets an aliyah b'yom hakanisa, on the day that they come in, which is on Mondays and Thursday, when you read from the Torah. So you miss baruch hu from the shliach tzibur, but you heard the baruch hu that is being said by when the guy gets an aliyah. He says baruch hu Hashem Amvarach, and you answer baruch hu. So become him shomu v'anu. What am I up to here? Okay, ve'ein asatz chayzer b'shviloi, and so the shliach tzibur should not repeat the baruch hu before him. Im lo higia adayin liyotzer oir, if he hadn't yet reached the Yetzer Oil. So he is davening by himself, and he hadn't reached yet the place to, where it says Baruch Hu, so the Shliach Tzibur shouldn't say for him. But he himself, but when this person comes to Yetzer Oil, even though he already heard from the Shliach, but he comes to Yetzer Oil, he can say Kaddish Ubaruch Hu, if he's going to invite nine people to listen, to answer after him. And even though he already heard and he said with the community, and they also heard and responded. So regular minyan, they all davened and everything else, and he's davening his own pace. He comes in and he already even heard from the chazan, or he heard from the Kriyas HaTorah, he already said it. But in that place, because since now he's coming to say the Baruch Hu next to the Baruch of Yetzer Oir, in the right, in that place, he can go back and say it. If he wants to make the, that's why we do the Hoichi Kedusha with the Baruch Hu. We say when somebody comes in, especially if we didn't hear Baruch Hu, then, but if we didn't, so he can say it when he comes to up to Baruch Hu. That the same thing is true. If he reached Yetzer Oir when the Shliach Tzibur reached the last Kaddish, so he says, Chayzer Asad Baruch Hu B'Shviloi. So then, not only can he, but the Shliach Tzibur can say the Baruch Hu, then he won't have to say Baruch Hu. So the Chazan can say Baruch Hu for him if he's up to Yetzer Oir when the Chazan is finishing. Because before we said that if he had heard Kaddish, the Chazan shouldn't say for him, because he, well, if he heard Baruch Hu, the Chazan shouldn't repeat it for him. But in this case, since he's next to Yetzer Oir, the Chazan couldn't repeat it for him, because that's the place to say it next to the Baruch of Yetzer Oir. Also, we got to be careful in our country, that we said before, that if there is somebody that wants to say a Kaddish, it's not the person that didn't say it, the mourner. He said before that better off, if somebody comes in and wants to do a Hoichi Kedusha, wants to do a Baruch Hu, so it's, instead of the person doing it, it's the mourner that does it for him. So in our community, every person Shema, Shaloi Yifrusu, they shouldn't do it, Bishvil Misha Shoma Baruch Hu, they shouldn't do it for somebody who hears Baruch Hu. They can only do it, even if you want to hear Baruch Hu, Afilu Me'echad Oilim L'Sefer Torah, even he only heard it from one who goes up to Sefer Torah. This whole din that you can do the Baruch Hu again is only if you didn't fulfill your obligation of Baruch Hu. But if you fulfill your obligation of Baruch Hu, then they cannot say Baruch Hu for you. Elim kein bo lismach Baruch Hu liyotzerer. Unless he says you're coming to say Baruch Hu to Yetzer Oir, then you can say for him as well, because at that spot, either they say it themselves, or you can say it for them. But other than that, you can't. So basically, he's saying that in order to really say Baruch Hu for you or yourself, to be Pyrus, whether the Avelim, or before he said we should not do the Avelim, do it yourself, it's only if you didn't hear Baruch Hu at all. However, if you're at the spot where Baruch Hu belongs, by the right before Yetzer Oir, then you could say it yourself, or Davelim, if that's what they do, can say it for you. It says, that the custom is to do this Prisa Shema, the Kaddish and Baruch Hu, after the prayer of the quiet prayer, as because of the reason I said before in Siman Nun Dalet, and he says here in Siv Dalet, let me just see for 1 second. The discussion is that one shouldn't really say Kaddish only after verses. So he says that you should do it after the quiet Shimon Esrei, so that the Kaddish will follow the Amida, what you said. I guess after the main Shimon Esrei, there's anyways a Kaddish, but this is the quiet Shimon Esrei, so you say the Kaddish afterwards. V'chol ha'isim sh'leshamu bracha, baruch hu, those that hit near baruch hu, miskapsin, either gather oz lepesach beis haknesses, by the entrance of the shul, where the mourners sit, because the mourners used to sit like in the back, not to sit in the front, change their seats to represent that they're mourning. Who do the Perish Mishma, so they will do it over there. They'll do the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And but from this extended, something came out that it ruined. Because some of the people were still davening, and these guys were going ve'elu even lifneim, and then these people were going in front of them. So there are people that are davening. You're not allowed to go in front of a person who's davening because you're interrupting his davening. So you're not allowed to step in when he's in the middle of the amida. You're not allowed to go in front of them. So also lavi connected them ispalim. But you're not allowed to. So zakein tzur chazorba, you have to be careful. Because what they would do is, while everybody was davening, some people were davening long. In the meantime, there were people that came in late to the shul, so they would go back to the back of the shul, and they would say Kaddish and Baruch over there. But in the meantime, these people were walking in front of the other people. So he says you got to be careful not to walk in front of those people when you're going to do that.